Good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We welcome you into our day and we invite you into our hearts and our minds, into our wills, our emotions, our memories, our thought life, our reasoning, giving us wisdom, giving us understanding, giving us peace with God, peace in our minds, peace in our souls. Father, we look forward to all of what you have implemented in our lives as a result of the cross. As a result of the whipping post of Christ, we receive healing in our bodies, health and wellness in our minds. We receive all the virtue and goodness and godliness and holiness and righteousness of God within us by faith. And we will walk according to your will today, Lord. We will do great exploits. We will see the promises that you've given us come to pass. They have come to pass. We receive them in the spiritual dimension. We receive them by faith. They shall be what we have been promised, Lord. We thank you for them, Lord. We thank you for them in advance of seeing them. And we thank you for them that they are in the spiritual realm right now. We dedicate ourselves to your purposes today, Lord. We lift our hearts to you that you would mold us and make us malleable in your sight. That whatever it is that you want to do with us, Lord, we are welcome. We welcome you to do it within us. You are welcome within us, Lord. We ask Holy Spirit to lead us today. We will be led by your Spirit today. We will follow your direction. We will follow your counsel and advice. We will listen to your still small voice and obey what you have to tell us to do. We are influenced by you, Lord. We are not influenced by the will of the world. We are not influenced by the will of the demonic realm, Lord. We are not even influenced by the lust of our flesh, the lust of our eyes, and the pride of our lives, Lord. We are influenced by your Spirit and your Spirit alone. And our spirit is in alignment with your Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name. Our soul is coming into alignment more and more every day. And Lord, we choose that in Jesus Christ's name. We love you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. There is no one higher in our sight, Lord, than you. You are who we serve and love and admire. Because you are a great and wonderful God. You are a great and awesome God. There is no one your equal. There is no one that can compare, Lord. You are Lord of all. You are Savior of all. You have paid the price for every one of us to know you. And we receive what you have given us, Lord. We receive every spiritual blessing that we have in heavenly places in Christ. We receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We receive the gifts of the gift of the Holy Spirit. We ask that you would use us, utilize us according to your plans and your will and your purposes. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ for all the power of your word to be manifested through us, Lord. And especially, Lord, that we would receive the gift of tongues, that our spirit would be able to pray, that we don't have to be smart, that we don't have to be understanding of everything that's going on in us and everything that's going on in our future, but that we're praying according to the will of God by your Spirit. Give us all that ability, Lord. Enable us to walk in that gift of power, Lord. And Lord, let us do what your word says, that we shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that you would put your word in our mouth and speak that which is your desire to say to anybody that we come in contact with today. Lord, in Jesus Christ's name, we dedicate all these things to you. We dedicate our bodies, souls, and spirits to you for your purposes and your use, Lord. Have your way in us. Have your way with us. We want to walk with you today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray all these things with my brothers, and I ask in Jesus Christ's name that you would bless each one of us with every bit of superabundance that you have to pour out upon us today. In the name of Jesus Christ, so let it be done right now. Amen, and so be it.